Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Your parents raise you.
Yeah.
You grow up. You become your own person.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some circumstances, especially in this town,
yeah,
where your parents' reputation will affect you for much longer.
Mm.
It happened this weekend in the NFL draft.
So what happened?
Well, even though no one is listening, no one who's listening is an NFL player or alum,
mm,
this is something that a lot of people would have the chance to do if they wanted it.
Mm.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, the NFL draft is come and gone.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy, and when the draft is over, I don't know if you know this, teams will go out and sign the guys that didn't get their name called.
Okay.
They're called undrafted free agents, mm, right? One of the players that the Bills signed on Saturday as an undrafted free agent, Frank Gore Jr.
Oh, I remember that name.
He is the son of former Bills running back Frank Gore Sr.
Okay.
Who wasn't here that long ago.
5 years ago. Yeah. 5 years ago he was here. Now, Frank Gore played for a very long time and had his son when he was a young man. So, 5 years difference. Even more unique than a father-son, same team.
Yeah.
Josh Allen played with Frank Gore Sr. So, if Junior makes the team, Josh Allen will be the first ever NFL quarterback to play with two completely different Frank Goreses.
Two Gores.
Goreses. Or I think...
Goreses.
Plural is Gorzai?
Gorzai. Oh,
Frank Gorzai? So, the kid is thrilled. He's excited to come to Buffalo.
Sure.
Frank Gore Sr. is even more so, where he was doing an interview where he kept cursing by accident.
Oh, really?
And good for both of them, man. This is great.
Yeah.
But this is one of the rare occasions where everyone listening to this show,
mm-hmm,
can relate to an NFL player. Frank Gore Jr. is his own man.
Yeah.
He earned his way into the NFL.
Sure.
Yet, like Kimmy said just 5 years ago, his dad was working now where he works. Coaching staff, a lot of the players, they knew his old man.
Mm-hmm.
And not only does Frank Gore Jr. now have to prove himself as a new person on this job.
Yeah.
You have to do it with the shadow of your parent hanging over.
It's got to suck.
You say no good.
Well, because you're going to constantly hear it. You know what I mean? Your dad, your daddy. Oh, I remember when your dad was here. Well, your dad did it like this. He doesn't want to hear that. That would suck.
No, man. It might be fun to hear, like, talk to people all the time who want to tell you about stuff your dad did and how you should call him.
Yeah. I mean, it's you can't get away from it.
Okay, so you want no part of this?
No.
Even though you got upset when your dad, when you were a teenager, fired you from a job that he
worked at? Yeah, how about that? Your dad. Yeah, my dad fired me.
Is that why you have this take?
Probably.
So for those who don't know, when your dad owned a television station in Florida.
Yeah, he was, yeah, yes, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, is that a problem?
No,
you had a boat, Dick. He got you a job one summer?
So I was a cameraman. I worked in production, so I got to run a TV camera. And I was really good at it. I loved this gig. I loved the guy I was working with. At the end of the summer, my old man fired me, told me I had to go get a job bagging groceries at the Winn-Dixie. And I said, I love that job. I said I could do it. And he goes, there are a bunch of potheads beating it. I don't want you working. And they're a bunch of lefties. I don't want you working with them.
Man, that's a skill you could have for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Great living. And he took it away from
and
you.
And I loved it, man. It was like the first time I was engaged.
Look at where you ended up.
I know.
A bunch of potheads, lefty hippie beatniks.
By the way, these are your employees that you pay to do this job.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Is working where a parent worked something people should want or shouldn't want?
Are you talking about the person or the people?
The person coming in, junior.
Yeah.
Should you want to follow your parents
in their
a
footsteps?
Job?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Really.
I mean, yeah, I guess it would be that way. Mm.
I don't know, because it's a tricky situation. Because if your parent was really well liked, well, now you have a tough hill to climb because you're always going to be compared to them. If your parent wasn't as well liked, well, they're going to assume you're a dick. But then again, you could also surprise them, like, oh, well, at least they're not like their parent.
So
but I'm guessing like there's going to be more opposition to working with you than people excited about the opportunity.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, just because I just think there's too many things that you would have to prove in that situation.
All right. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Because back in the day, this was super common.
Oh, God, yeah.
Kodak, Xerox, Bausch & Lomb. Mm-hmm. And even today, there are places where it still happens. Wegmans does this a ton.
Oh, yeah.
And Kimmy, you can back me up on this. There was a point where the only way you were getting an interview was having a family member
Pretty
that
much.
Worked there. I got a job at Wegmans because my mother worked there.
But let's say, I mean, most people just are just regular employees, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you go in, you just do anything above that, you look good.
Yeah.
If your parents were just like a regular schlub. Just, you know, not bad, not good. You know, you just did the job.
Sure, yeah.
No flash. You show anything above that, that looks good.
Huh. So you're saying if your parents set the standard so low that maybe it makes it easier on you?
Yeah, you want to walk in with a parental low bar.
No, but here's the problem. If your parent has worked at a place long enough
people
where...
People are going to not like you right away.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Oh. If your parents have worked long enough at a place where they have a job when you're ready to be an employee, that means chances are they kept them around long enough because they were doing a great job.
Okay. An okay job.
Okay.
But most people aren't like... phenomenal at their gig. They probably just come in. It's a paycheck.
Speak for yourself, buddy.
Okay.
Did you hear the musical this morning?
I did. It was very good.
Entire musical. 252-WCMF with the Bills signing Frank Gore Jr., son of Frank Gore Sr., who was just a member of the Buffalo Bills 5 years ago. Same position. They're going to have the same quarterback if he makes the team. We're talking about working where your parents worked or your parents getting you a job. So let's work out the benefits and the negatives here, right. Okay? Benefits. We'll start good. If you're working together at the same time.
Wait, your old man's still there?
It happens.
That sucks.
Bro, that happens.
You think that's a positive?
That happens, police and fire department. That happens in the trades, generational plumbers, carpenters, masons. Look, we'll look at the positive from this aspect.
Right.
With someone there watching over you, no one is going to be able to F with you or take advantage of you, something that you loved to and still love to do with new people that show up at work.
No, because you know who's going to do all that stuff you don't like? Mm-hmm. Your old man to you.
Well, yes, my dad. But most people have normal fathers who
maybe.
Are looking out
do
for
they?
Their kids.
I don't know.
I don't know. You'll also have someone to show you the ropes, right?
But they'll be his ropes.
But it cuts down on folks watching you make mistakes.
I don't want him around.
It also, like we talked about with Edmonds, it's a foot in the door.
Right.
Let's be real. There are lots of people that maybe wouldn't have an opportunity with a job they're good at and they enjoy.
And they're never going to love you. They're going to constantly throw that in your face.
You're still eating, though.
And they'll be even saying that your old man's going to want to take you around, right? Let me show you. Hey, I got the kid the job, you know? It's all because of me, you know? I threw the name out there, got the kid in. Like, you're never going to get out of it.
All right, but you're eating.
I'm eating. I could do that with a lot of jobs.
You couldn't.
Well, some jobs. Eating jobs. A job eating.
Well, your mom's hiring? Kimmy, were you going to say something?
Eating my mom?
No, I was. That's how I got my job. Eating your mom.
You want to rethink that?
What?
Nope, I stand by it.
All right. you're also forgetting that if this is like a first job for that kid.
Yeah.
He or she could still be like living at home with mom and dad. Like, would you want to work and live in the same place that a parent does?
Okay.
Because I think that would put such a strain on the relationship if it wasn't already.
Valid concern.
And what do dads like to do at the end of the day with you? Let's review what happened at work today. You have to sit there and listen to that all night.
That could also be a benefit.
No, what if you like different people than your parent?
Oh, that's going to happen, by the way. That's absolutely going
to
happen.
And he's going to tell you who to stay away from. Right?
Bro,
don't hang out with that guy. He's no good.
What you're describing...
He's a communist.
Okay. I think what you're describing, as much as you're right, it would suck. If it wasn't your parent, your mother, or your father, it's valuable information.
It is.
It's all valuable information. Like all of these things you're listing.
But
is
it's
negative.
Filtered through the dad filter, which mucks it up.
You have to trust.
Mucked up dad filter?
Yes.
You have to trust that your parent has a good judge of character. They could just not like that person because they're good at their job.
Okay, fine.
Or something happened 10 years ago, like they ate their lunch. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. You would have to join all your dad's grievances and grudges.
No, you wouldn't.
Because you side with that guy? You know what he did to me?
What'd he do?
That's what you're going to have to hear.
What'd he do to you? What'd he do?
I cut him with your mother.
You begged mom? Did you tell me this?
He was, you know.
You telling me this on the ride home from work? We gotta go back there tomorrow? He's right there?
You smell like your mother.
Okay. Man, you guys are all negative. So you don't see a single benefit of mom or
dad. Dads suck.
Oh my God. What
and
about
moms
mom?
Are right behind them.
What are you talking about?
In the suck chart.
Some moms more than others.
See, my mom, I think would be more difficult because she never took it. She was one of those people that like never took a day off of work. So I almost feel like if I got
bar.
A job where she worked at, like if I would feel super guilty about taking off any days, or people would be like, well, she's not like, she doesn't work as hard as her mom.
Man,
you know,
be nice
I mean?
To have that here, huh? Can we hire your mom still? Well, I don't know. Just saying, like, you know, someone we can count on and not miss a day of work.
No, she'd be in here with shingles. Shingle Kimmy.
Shingle Kimmy?
Yeah. Because she was on Weeze's old show. It was called Weeze and Kimmy's Mom in the Morning.
I don't get it.
I say Kimmy's Mom.
Oh, working. I get what you say. Mom working. Okay, gotcha. I thought you were making a shingles joke.
I was waiting for shingles to show
up. No, that's my fault. My apologies.
But no, I think like if your parent was like known to be a hard worker.
It sucks.
I don't think I could keep up.
Okay.
What?
How does your parents' work ethic not rub off on you if you're working with your
parents?
Well,
I'm not saying like you wouldn't be a hard worker, but like, you know, I just think like maybe I view work a different way. Just, you know, day-to-day stuff you could do differently than your parent does.
I think if your dad didn't keep up with the technology, right? And so he would still want to tell you how we used to do it.
Yes. That's what I mean. Like, there's a generational difference on top of that.
Okay. No, that's the first great point you've made, right? Like, I mean that with all due respect. Job, parent or not, you know, people, I'm not talking about the technology. I'm talking about how generations view work.
Yes.
The generation before you always thinks that they worked harder and looked at work differently than the generation after does, right? So not only would you have that, what's the word I'm looking for? They would hate you for not working as hard as they did. You also have that mother, father, well, I raised you better than this. You should be working harder. Mm-hmm. Unless they treat you like a prince or a princess.
Which would be super embarrassing in front of your coworkers.
So you can't win. You're telling me there's no positive. There's not a single positive, despite half this effing town went to work with their mothers and fathers at Kodak, Xerox.
Yeah, but the place is closed.
But with Kodak, though, I think it was such a massive business that you could work in the same place with your parent and never interact with them.
Yeah, you'd be acres away from your parent.
What about Wegmans? It still happens at Wegmans.
Yeah. I work in two different stores. I don't know.
I worked in the same store with my mother. We both worked at the Lyolab Wegmans. I was in prepared food. She was in the pharmacy. She was a pharmacy technician. And I didn't think it wasn't a negative for me.
Right.
She would come over and be like, I'm going to get a soda for my lunch. How's it going? Good to see you. Okay. How is your mother? I know. You're right in front of me. She'll call me and she'll leave voicemails.
Yeah.
And she'll go, hi, it's your mother. And I go, yeah, I know, because it says your phone number, and then again it says your name, and then it says your name on the voicemail you left me. You don't have to say it's your mother anymore. 252 WCMF, Frank Gore Jr. signs as an undrafted free agent running back out of Southern Mississippi. His father, Frank Gore Sr., played for the Bills just 5 years ago. They're playing the same position. They're going to, if he makes a team, get handoffs from the same quarterback that his dad gave. And we're talking about working where your mom and dad have worked. We got Facebook messages coming in. It looks like they're split. Let's start with a positive.
Okay.
Because you guys have been super negative.
All right.
Brian writes, I worked with my dad for years at Kodak. Bing, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Having that time with him is something I wouldn't change for anything in the world.
What, stealing?
Why are you such a dick today?
Yeah, we could load the trunk way quicker with the kid.
Brian goes on. He says that having that time with him is something I wouldn't change for anything in the world.
Oh, he's such a liar.
Can you let me finish
he's a
the
liar,
Facebook
man. What do you read yourself a Hallmark card?
Can tell you what? Call him a liar when I'm done. How about that?
Is this what he did at the funeral?
Can I tell?
I'm listening.
He says.
Yeah, what he says.
The time I had with him.
Yeah.
Something I wouldn't change for anything in the world. It made us much closer. It gave me a chance to see him as a person, not just the man who raised me, which is more important than you think. Mm. That's a great point.
Oh, yeah.
No, think about what he
just... The man behind the dad.
Think about what he said. No, really, you stupid ass. No, I'm waiting for you to interrupt me again. Okay.
I'm thinking.
Right, so we're going to take it down. We're going to take it down.
Yeah, got it.
We look at our parents as parents, but they're people, right? And it can be dangerous when these folks who don't see their parents make mistakes idolize their mothers and fathers for the rest of their lives. You think those people are weird as hell. So you don't talk about my father that way.
So
you don't talk about my father that way. My father, he worked his fingers in a bone, and he loved his country, and he hated your mother. You were saying, I'm sorry.
So
not so fun, is it? He got on the record archive. He'd buy all the Kingston Trio albums. He'd bring them home and play for the
I can't breathe now.
Good. You should die, you old bastard. Tell you what, while you're recovering, 252 WCMF, let's talk to Jay. He's on CMF. Hey, Jay, what's up, buddy?
Not much. What's up with you?
Good, man. What do you got?
So I work putting glass block windows in, and I got the job because of my dad.
Okay.
Like one day he needed help on the job, and I was sitting on his couch doing nothing. He looked at me and said, hey, you're working with me tomorrow. And I've been working the same job for 10 years since.
Okay, so was it a positive or a negative working with your old man?
Oh, it was fun. I loved it. I loved every minute of it. I would do it again in a heartbeat. The only thing that sucked was that we lived together for a while.
They don't make men like my daddy anymore. He threw my ass out the front door. He said, boy, come to work with me. And I never looked back.
But like it's been fun still working that job, even though he moved down to Florida. So
Patches, I'm dependent on you, son. I'm moving to Dade County. You got to take care of this family. And then one day the rains came and washed all the crops away.
Jay, so this is...
I said, Jay, go away, Jay. You slack-ass, no-good, couch-sitting bastard.
Jay, so you made a career out of this job that your dad got you in on. Do you have a family of your own now?
Not yet.
Okay, but you're working on it.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like it. But hey, man, I'm happy for you. And thank you for painting a positive picture with Tommy and Kimmy just crapping all over this semi-romantic idea.
Maybe Jay don't go that way. That's what they say.
You can still have a family anyway, man.
Yes, you can, Jay.
All right. Jay.
You go be Jay.
Jay.
I will.
Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There goes Jay.
Jay don't play.
Oh, my God. Like, the guy wants to, like, romantically tell you about the time he spent with his father doing this job. His father.
Guy hauls ass to Florida. I'm out of here. Hey, why don't you take this job? I'm going to Florida, loser.
It is amazing that he had a pleasant experience, because I would think, like, if your dad just one day forced you off the couch, you're doing this now, kid.
Forever.
And I just would think, like, as a kid, I would go into it with a bad attitude.
Right.
Okay, but I mean, kudos to Jay.
Good for Jay, not for me.
I would be like, this sucks.
No, she's absolutely right.
Even if I liked it, I would pretend to hate it.
Preach.
There's never been anything you two where your parents gave you advice, even though, you know, you think mom and dad are stupid, where on the back end, you realize they were right?
I mean, it was like after they were dead, like, save money.
You're dead, what good is it doing me now? Like, your poor father, burning in hell, right? He could have gotten, like, all of the I'm sorrys you owe him for the actual good advice he gave.
Like, I can imagine my father right now is in hell.
Yeah.
Standing on a scale and then having a hula hoop at the same time while the devil just throws dollars at him. It calls him a slut.
252.
Keep hula hooping me, a slut.
Why is the devil British?
I don't know. Well, he goes way back. I think the devil goes way back.
Right? To Britain?
Yeah, like the beginning of time, like Great Britain.
252 WCMF. We got folks waiting in. We're talking about Frank Gore Jr. He has signed with an undrafted free agent with the Buffalo Bills. He will be 5 years after his father left Buffalo, playing the same position, trying to make the same team that his dad was on, taking handoffs from the same quarterback. I want to read another Facebook message. Sit on hold for a sec. Then there are the poor experiences, because we've had two good experiences back-to-back that you guys just yelled at the whole time. All right. Jim writes, I worked 4 days at a plant my dad worked at.
4 days? He didn't get to Friday?
He could have started on a Tuesday. He fired me because he said I wasn't cut out for it, but he didn't have the power to fire me. He told me to go home and never come back, and then went to the boss and told him I quit and walked off the job, and I didn't know that for years.
What a dick.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Now I know who's standing next to my father in hell.
Well, I mean, look, you're ashamed of your kid's work ethic, and you had to get him out of there? That's what it sounds like.
But you did it in the most underhanded way.
I mean, you can make an argument. I know my kid. I know this job. I know what's best for you.
But
right
you
now.
But you brought him in, right?
Yeah. But you were wrong. I mean, people make mistakes.
But it's your kid. You should have known better.
I don't know. Like, you don't know how people are going to...
But you got to have a feel for your kid, right?
There are plenty of people who, like, take their best friends, right? I think this guy's going to be great for a job. You give him a reference, and then they crap. You've done that before?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to a man who values his relationship with his children. Maybe a man that could talk some sense into you.
Okay, good.
Let's talk to Teddy. Hey, Teddy, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. Tommy. There is a sad part about you, Tommy. You should follow your dad's step. You should be right now just stay on the beach, watching all those broad hanging around on the beach, rather than talking on the radio for absolutely nothing.
Teddy brings up a good point. Your father was a millionaire.
Yes, he was.
Right? He had mansions in Florida when nobody else did.
Mm. Didn't he have multiple businesses?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And your stupid ass couldn't parlay that into any nepotism. You're too dumb for nepotism. And look at how dumb some of these Fortune 500 sons and daughters of owners are. You're dumber than that. Teddy, that's a great point.
Tommy, listen. So how many people... If I was on your shoes, Tommy, gee, I don't have to worry finding a job. My father already worked hard, so what I have to do is just continue what he did. So how hard is that? You just coming 8 o'clock, leaving at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you'll be done.
You blew it. Stupid. You're so stupid. Teddy. You broke his heart, man. He's sitting here. He doesn't know what to say, Teddy. You ruined him. You ruined him for the day.
Tommy, are you crying right now?
I am. I'm wearing a skirt and I'm crying.
Teddy, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it.
Bye.
There goes Teddy.
Teddy always talks to me like we're CB buddies. Tommy, over. Tommy, good buddy. Tommy, you look like little girl. Tommy, over. 10-4.
Let's wrap it up like this. Right, even though you two are convinced that this is the worst idea ever.
It's almost like going into business with your father. It's the same thing, really.
Look, when it does work out, the biggest benefit long term
is... Yeah, you become the Wegmans. I get it.
No, that's not what I mean. I mean from a regular, normal person standpoint.
Yeah.
If it works out long term, the best benefit is it gives you and your parent, mother or father, something in common, something for you to bond over. And going back to what Brian said in his Facebook message about he's got to see his father as a man, not just his father... That is important as you get older. It's important that, you know, the best father-son, mother-daughter, mother-son, father-daughter relationships are the ones that transition from I am your keeper to we have things in common that we like and we want to be friends. And I think working together helps that.
But you'll never, but let's say you nail the job.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You'll never get the credit you fully deserve because everybody's going to go, well, his daddy got him that job. Well, you know, like he got
there
that position.
There is always that, yeah.
Daddy got him
you'll
that
always
raise.
Have to deal with that for
you know,
sure.
You'll never get the full credit. So why even bother?
Maybe the strength of having that bond with your parent outweighs the questions of how you got the gig. Look, I'm with you. That would bother me too, but I don't know.
If your old man steals your thunder. Well, you know, I taught the boy how to do it.
What's that like?
Probably gonna.
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
You were going to say, Kimmy, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say real quick, if your parent, or I guess if either one of you gets fired for what you feel like is a wrongful termination, does the other one have to quit?
If kid gets fired, dad doesn't have to. Mom or dad doesn't have to. If mom or dad gets fired, kid has to.
You think?
Yeah. Yeah, parents got too much time invested.
All right.
Kid has no time invested.
What if you really like the job?
Yeah, no kidding.
Too bad, Junior. We're going home. Back on the couch!
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Your Rochester Americans are looking to march towards the Calder Cup final.
How are my guys doing?
I mean, good and bad. Okay. It was a weird weekend, but it's not what happened on the ice that we want to talk about. It's what one very excited young guy said, which sounds like involuntarily, into a microphone after game one.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So Friday night, the Rochester Americans won their opening round of the playoffs against the Syracuse Crunch. Yesterday, they had an afternoon game. They lost in overtime on a controversial call, but it's way too deep for you to understand, so we'll just move on. So the refs called an icing in overtime.
Yeah.
And because there's an icing, you're not supposed to clean the ice in front of the nets. But the refs allowed that to happen, which then made the Amherst coaches argue that the icing should be waved off. That did not happen. Syracuse scored on the ensuing face-off in the offensive zone, Amherst defensive zone, which should not have happened there because the refs waved off the cleaning of the ice. You got it all under control. I tried to not have to explain
clean
that.
The ice,
I tried to not have to explain that. Now I'm bored even saying it out loud. The point I'm getting at is this. The Sabres are 1-1. They head back to Syracuse after a couple days off for game three. But let's go back to Friday night.
Right.
The Amherst goalie, his name is Devin Levi. He's a rookie. He was supposed to be the Sabres starting goalie this season, but goalies are weird. Sometimes they need time to cook, and he's just a baby.
Right.
He was playing in college last year. He was brilliant Friday night. In fact, he had a shot to try to score from his own goal crease with an empty net all the way down the ice. It did not happen.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, goalie goals never happen. Goalie playoff goals never, ever happen. And he was asked about wanting to score that goal, the empty net goal, as a goalie in the postgame presser. This is what Devin Levi had to say.
Leave with a win rather than a goal. You know, not trying to be too horny for, you know, scoring more than what you need. So we got what we needed, and that was it.
Did he say horny?
Yep. He said, I'm not trying to be too horny to score more than what you need.
That's a odd choice.
Horny to score?
Horny to score.
Yeah.
All right, so hockey players, Kimmy, you know this, they have their own lingo.
They do. They have their own language.
Yep. And you guys know I play hockey. I'm 37 years old.
Yeah.
It's funny, too. No matter where they're from in the world, they all speak the same language.
Yeah, it's all the same in the dressing room. So I'm almost 40. I've been in 1,000 hockey dressing rooms my entire life. Never once have I ever heard the sentence, horny to score.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but no, he's a kid, don't forget. Is this like what the kids are saying?
I hope not.
Might be.
I don't want my daughter to come home and be like, I'm really horny to score this
weekend. Yeah, imagine that.
I wouldn't. We said weirder stuff.
Horny to score? Yeah. Oh, you don't like horny to score?
It just doesn't sound right.
What are you talking about? You know exactly what he means.
I've been horny.
Yeah.
But it doesn't sound right.
No, but like when you're horny, how do you feel?
I'm ready to score.
You want it. You want it bad.
You want it. I want it bad.
You're going to do it. You'll spend any kind of money. You'll sit through any kind of stupid movie.
For instance, you're horny for Italian socks.
But I wouldn't put it like that. Because it sounds like I'm almost aroused. Well, I guess I am.
I guess it kind of fits.
Okay. All right. Maybe it works.
No, but that's what I mean. Like, if you said I really, really wanted to score. Mm-hmm. Right, I don't think it appropriately illustrates how badly you would want to score. Like, if you tell me as a man, I'm horny for something, I know how badly you want that thing. So
it sounds like you're aroused to score.
Yes, but wouldn't that, right?
Yeah.
You railed up to score?
Right, yeah.
Horny to score. And by the way, when you're horny, it doesn't necessarily mean you're railed up. You can walk around horny without a boner.
Pretty hard.
No, it's not. It's not.
Wait, you could be horny and not railed.
Yeah. Bro, you've never walked around during the day horny?
Yeah, I start getting sprung.
In the middle of the day, walk around Wegmans? Okay. No, you don't.
I get a semi-chub.
My balls. Every chub you get, no, whatever.
You don't get a semi-chub when you start horning?
Well,
horning?
Nothing you're going to notice.
When I commence to horning, I commence to stiffen.
Commence to horning is my favorite Ribs Arkansas song.
When he commenced to stiffen, he gets a little chubby downstairs. I can't rhyme this thing. Save my ass.
I guess there's no...
I guess I'm horny for rhyming.
Yeah, you are.
But and that makes sense. I understand exactly what you mean.
There's no greater word to describe how excited you are.
But only men can use it.
No, women are horny.
Women can be horny.
Man, I'm horny to get down to Marshall's. Man, I was horny to score.
Did you think that only applied to men?
It sounds...
Well, what did you... They're looking at Tommy, yes.
It doesn't sound very ladylike to say you were horny for those deals at Marshall's.
If your wife said, I want to go to Marshall's...
I'm in the wrong house.
If your wife said...
That's definitely not
the
commercial.
She dropped a horny.
If your wife says, I want to go to Marshall's, and you go, not today, and she goes, no, I'm horny for Marshall's.
I would be shocked.
But you would know that's how badly she wants to go to Marshall's.
I guess.
So here's what I'm getting at.
It's more of a man term.
Okay, shut. Women are horny too.
But they get lady horny.
What's lady horny?
It's silent. You can't even tell when a woman's horny.
What the hell are you talking about?
When a guy gets horny, he's got a look. He's got a swell in them britches.
Really? Well, you can tell when a man's horny?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. You can't sense when you're around a horny guy?
No. What? Okay, so you said he's got a look. He's got a bulge in them britches.
Bulge in them britches.
Britches bulge. Yeah. That's it?
Yeah. So well, what else you need?
You just look at a dude's half boners? That's what you're doing?
Well, if it's big enough, you would see it in his pants.
252 WCMF, 252-9263. Again, Devin Levi, goalie for the Rochester Americans, rookie this year. He got his first ever pro playoff win on Friday night. He had a chance to score an empty net goal as a goalie, which very rarely happens, and he was asked about it.
Yeah.
In the postgame presser, this is what he had to say.
Leave with a win rather than a goal. You know, not trying to be too... horny for, you know, scoring more than what you need. So we got what we needed, and that was it.
He wasn't trying to be horny to score.
I thought that would have got a bigger laugh, by the way.
I don't think anyone knew how to react because no one had ever heard it before.
Oh, okay.
And I don't think he realized what
he said.
A bunch
of horny men, and there were, you know, notepads.
It's like split 50-50 men, women.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't.
Hey, welcome to 2024.
How many ladies sports reporters we got in this house besides Kimmy?
There's a lot.
We got Kimmy.
Jenna Cottrell that we have on the show all the time.
Oh, yeah. How's she doing?
Was good.
Yeah.
Up until now. Hey, Jenna, I talked about you on the show. Tell me I forgot you existed. I have the opposite take you do.
About horny?
For the rest of my life, no matter the sport, I will be referring to a guy wanting to get to the end as horny to score because it works so perfectly. It works so perfectly, right? Like, if Josh Allen goes to hurdle somebody in the middle of the air, that dude looks horny to score. Kimmy, when he goes headfirst over the goal line, is that not the definition of horny to score?
Yeah, I mean, you're putting it all out there.
Right?
You're literally willing to risk your own face.
So do you think I'll start hearing it in broadcast?
I hope so.
Like a home run.
Yeah, what would that
say? Bang, bang, baby. That thing is out of here. That was a horny homer right there, baby.
I don't think he used it the right way.
No, he didn't. Kimmy, here's what I'm dying to know. Yeah. If this is something other Amricks say to each other in the room.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, like when they're undressed?
She dropped that way too casually for it to not be a regular saying.
Okay, here's why you might be wrong. Mm. This could be a Devon Levi original. Mm-hmm. Because if you're a hockey player, hockey fan, you know goalies are the weirdest people
they're
on the planet.
Strange. And
I'm not speaking out of turn. Yeah. They will tell you. They're nuts. They're insane. Yeah. So, Kimmy, it's not out of the question that Devon Levi just came up with this by himself.
Yeah, but a goalie, how often does a goalie talk about scoring?
That's kind of my point. He wouldn't be having a scoring conversation with his teammates.
I feel like you heard it from somewhere.
Horny to score.
You think he got scolded by the Amherst for talking like that in a press conference?
Grown-ass man, man.
Yeah, no, but it's a family event.
Look, man, he's horny for attention. Right. See? It works.
Okay. Are we going to have a horny night at the old ice rink?
How funny would it be if they gave out free Devon Levi horns? Now you make it fun for everybody. Right now it's innocent.
I'm horny.
You're horny for Devon.
You're horny for the playoffs.
T-shirts, horny for Devon.
Let's get horny. Yeah, I don't think you can take your kids to this the event.
It's for a horn, you creep.
Yeah, but when you're blowing into it.
That's what you do with horns.
Yeah, but that's not what he's talking about.
By the way, half the music
he's talking about the other kind of horn.
How do you know?
That also has blowing involved.
You don't know that. By the way, it's not just sports. It works for everything, man. Like, if you're getting antsy for food around noon, you're horny for lunch. If you're looking for more
what
money.
What are you eating, man?
If you're looking for more money where you work, you're horny for a raise. Name me a single situation where something horny doesn't work. You can't do it. Thank you. Done. Right. It always illustrates how desperately you want that thing.
It kind of ruins horny when you really are horny.
When's the last time you said horny?
Has that ever worked for you, sexy what? Talk? Horny is like the least sexy word of all time.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, who came up with that?
And like, I wouldn't come.
I think it's just because of animals when they hump each other. That's how it started.
How does that work?
I think it was a farm term when animals start getting in heat and they would say they were horny.
Where are you getting that information from?
I think it's an agricultural term.
Did you just make that up?
No, I think it goes way back to in farming, like into the 1800s.
You just made that up. don't say it's true.
No, I think even Lincoln.
I'm horny for a wrong answer right now. Even Lincoln said it.
Yeah.
The term horny comes from the late 18th century phrase. No.
No, you're
comes
idiot.
From the late 18th century phrase having the horn. It's used to broadly describe male arousal.
Yeah. And where did they get that from? The animals in the 18th
century.
It says
nothing about animals.
The 1800s.
That actually makes sense. Having the horn, like you got a boner. Yeah. I love that's what they call an old-timey boner. Having a horn over here.
Well, think about it, right.
I feel like I'd rather you bring that back than saying you're horny.
You want your husband to look at you and be like, hey.
No, I'm talking about
I've got a horn for you, baby.
Use it for other things.
Hey, baby, I got a horn. I need a place to put it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.